The Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit has reported 27 new COVID-19 cases in its latest update, August 31. Included in the new cases are 21 unvaccinated individuals, 2 partially vaccinated people, and 4 fully vaccinated people. New cases reported today include Collingwood, 2, one person between 18 and 34 years old and one person between 45 and 64 years old. Both cases are still under investigation. Springwater, 1, one person between 18 and 34 years old whose case transmission source is still under investigation. Barrie, 14, 6 youth under 18 years old, 4 people between 18 and 34 years old, 2 people between 35 and 44 years old, and 2 people between 45 and 64 years old. 5 cases are listed as community acquired, no known link, and 1 case is linked to close contact transmission. The rest of the cases are still under investigation. Innisfil, 4, 3 people between 18 and 34 years old and 1 person between 65 and 79 years old. All 4 cases are still under investigation. Severn, 1, one person between 18 and 34 years old whose case is still under investigation. Tiny, 1, one person between 18 and 34 years old whose case is still under investigation. Issa, 1, one person between 18 and 34 years old whose case is listed as community acquired, no known link. Muskoka District, 3, 1 youth under 18 years old from Bracebridge, and 1 youth and 1 person between 45 and 64 years old from Huntsville. There are currently 181 active cases in the region. 11 people from Simcoe County are hospitalized with COVID-19, with 4 new hospitalizations reported since yesterday. The health unit has confirmed 5,403 of the region's cases were variant strains. There are 118 lab-confirmed variant cases still active. The variant case breakdown includes 4,009 alpha cases, 168 gamma cases, 34 beta cases, 531 delta cases, and 661 cases have screened positive and are awaiting further testing. Since the start of the pandemic, the local health unit has confirmed 12,809 cases of COVID-19 with 12,355 of those cases recovered and 256 cases ending in death. According to the health unit, 74% of the population 12 years and older living in Simcoe Muskoka have received both doses of vaccine and another 7% have had their first vaccine dose. Approximately 28% of the total population of Simcoe Muskoka, including children, is unvaccinated and 65% is fully vaccinated. For more on the vaccination status of Simcoe Muskoka cases and hospitalizations, click here. Anyone born in 2009 or earlier living in Simcoe Muskoka region can book their first or second dose of vaccine online via Ontario Vaccine Booking System. More appointments are added regularly for clinics throughout the region. The health unit does sometimes remove a case or move them based on further investigation of location data. The chart below reflects updated totals for each municipality as reported by the health unit on August 31. Municipality total cases asterisk recoveries deaths in hospital last case reported cumulative incidence rate asterisk percent of 12 plus pop. With 2 doses of vaccine Adj Tosarantio 212,209 the 2nd of August 22 1,789 59.2% Barrie 4,275 4,098 121 the 4th of August 32,787 73.5% Bradford WG 2,133 2,078 38 the 1st of August 28 4,886 71.3% Clearview 141,135, 5 August 27, 938, 67.9% Collingwood, 246, 238, 3 August 30, 989, 84% ESA, 503,486, the 4th of August 28, 2087, 75.2% Innisfil, 1,271, 1,228, the 18th of August 33,083, 67.5% Midland, 205,199, the 6th of August 13, 1,120, 78.5% New Tecumseh, 1,541, 1,000 3,495 18 the 4th of August 29 3,640 70.6% Aurelia 336 318 8 August 29th 994 80.9% Oro Medant 226 219 5 August 27th 969 86.2% Penetanguishene 203,194 the 8th of August 25 2106 81.5% Remara 113,110 the 1st of August 29 1081 63.6% Severn 90.853 August 30th 658.7% Springwater 296,292 the 2nd of August 31,381 81.6% Tay 120,117 the 2nd of August 26 1070 80.4% Tiny 136,133 the 2nd of August 31,013 70.2% Wasaga Beach 280,267,5 2 August 29 1181 76.9% Cumulative incidence rate is the number of cases per 100,000 people reported to date asterisk total cases include the number of cases currently recovering at home as well as any that have recovered, died, or are in hospital.